Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A T. I always wanted to be JT as well. Never happened.
But John Telich took that from you?
That's JT.
He is JT.
James Taylor. What JB just said there, I think is interesting. He's right. The team that executes the game plan better is the team that's going to win.
Okay.
Except guess what? If you're not executing your game plan better than the other team, then you better adjust or you're done. Correct?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean,
hey, if it's working, great. No need to adjust. If it's not working, then you better adjust. Otherwise, you're just going right downhill.
You have to be able to adjust. And sometimes, and this is where analytics doesn't bother me, because this is where I think you use analytics as a tool. And if analytics is saying, okay, especially in baseball, sorry, I can't believe I'm saying this. Especially in baseball, when you're seeing a batter for the second or third time, you can look at the tendencies and the trends and see, okay, well, maybe fastball first isn't going to work or it's not the right thing to do. But in basketball, I don't know how you can not adjust.
Especially in basketball.
I'm dumbfounded by what he was saying there. Because
hey, they're doubling Donovan Mitchell. Let's do something.
Adjustment isn't a word that just people, oh, you think it's a cute word. It's what coaches do. Isn't that what coaching is all about?
Or at the very least, let's change the word adjustments to coach. Okay? You got to coach them out of it. Something like that? No?
Yeah.
You've
got to be able to see things that the five guys on the floor aren't seeing. Or you've got to be able to see. Because every time you put a different – like, if you're going up against a different player, I don't know, you may not have been able to game plan for that initially. You might be able to game plan for the system. But every time that the starting five switches and maybe they change the guards out or change the center out, now you've got to make an adjustment, right? If they're going to throw a seven-footer out there and your center is 6'1", and they keep throwing the ball to the seven-footer, and they keep putting it in the hole, you're going to tell me you're not going to put your seven-footer out there? That's an adjustment. I mean, it's very simple, but I don't understand that. Like,
It's coaching. You have to coach.
Well, it's the question that I have with that comment that I would like to have a follow-up of is, okay, so like, what do you consider adjustments compared to what we consider adjustments?
And see, that's what I think. It might be just a complete difference.
Right. It's like Dr. Redpen.
Of definition.
Same thing.
It's how one, you know, it's a different viewpoint of how something is happening. We see, like, the perfect example, and mark this moment in time, because if the Cavs move on from J.B. Bickerstaff, you are going to hear the name Mike Budenholzer, and you are going to hear people bang the drum for Mike Budenholzer. Mike Budenholzer doesn't make adjustments. He will tell you he doesn't make adjustments. His adjustment is play better, execute better, do the little things better. And that has won him a championship, and that has won him a whole bunch of games. Now, also,
and it also won him a whole bunch of games in Atlanta, and only to not capitalize on it.
Also, having Giannis Antetokounmpo helps you when you want to win a championship. Let's not, you know, kid ourselves too much.
Which, by the way, they're not going to.
So you're saying if you're game playing going into a Budenholzer, if you're saying going into a, let's just say Jared Allen's on your team, okay?
Yeah.
And under that theory, let's just say Allen gets hot, like he's on fire, or I can take anybody. LeVert, let's just say LeVert gets hot from beyond the three-point arc, right? Where in the world would you ever say, don't get him the ball? Get him the ball. Get him the ball. That might not have been a part of your original game plan, but if a guy gets hot from three-point land, you get the ball to them. If a guy can get hot underneath the basket, get them the ball. That's an adjustment.
And I think you see that as an adjustment. That's flow of the game. I think he's talking more like we get into halftime and you roll out the whiteboard and you're going, all right, so they're doing this, so we got to counter with this two.
Well, I'm not saying you have to counter.
This 1-2-2 trap zone. And, you know, like that's, I think, what he's hinting at more than anything.
I don't know. I think any coach worth their salt's going to recognize what the other team's doing and making sure that your team's aware of it. And if you've got to make slight defensive adjustment or something like that.
You can't throw your game plan out the window.
Right. And I agree with you. Don't throw your game plan out of the window, but you've got to be able to
tweak.
You've got to tweak
some things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and so that's
coaching.
That's what I'd like to ask JB. Is it's like, okay, what are you talking about? Are you talking about like just moving stuff around a little bit? Or like that you think is a figment of the media? Because if that's the case, you look like a fool.
Because most people's idea of adjustments would make your statement sound foolish.
Right.
And that's what's
or happening. If he sees adjustments as pulling out the whiteboard and going, all right, we're putting in a 2-3 zone to lock this down. We're going to need this guy here. I know we haven't run this, boys, but I trust it. You know, and giving you that.
Well, any coach that's running something they didn't do in practice is ridiculous. But I agree with
you.
I know what you're saying. I mean, you don't still. It's hard because you see the talent on the floor for this team. They have talent. They do. And when it's meshing and everything's working right, it's working right. Now, we know Orlando is going to make adjustments, and they have. Even if it's a simple one by switching out one starter, it's made a difference for Orlando. That and the fact that they were able to, you know, get some home cooking and find the rim and be able to put the ball through the hoop, they weren't able to do here.
Let me go JB on you here. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they played better. Is it that simple? They played better. Cavs didn't play as well. Okay. All I know...
What makes you think the Cavs can play better then right now? Or maybe what we've seen the last two games is truly the norm for the Cavs.
Let me... The one thing... I don't mean to underestimate the ability of a home crowd and home everything. I think sometimes in the NBA, home court is so overrated. And we've seen it during the Cavs' great runs. You know, they were winning on the road in the finals, and Golden State was winning here, and they celebrated here, and I get all that. But sometimes I think it's slightly overrated. The better team with a better plan usually wins basketball games in the playoffs, I think. Regular season, it's a different story a little bit because you don't have as much time to prepare for a team, and you might have played the night before, and you're in a hotel, and blah, 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 blah.
I think you're 80% to 90% right on that. I think back to the Cavalier games during the NBA Finals when they were in Golden State, and you could see that Golden State, like if Klay Thompson would get hot or somebody would get hot. Trying to remember the one player that got real hot that no one expected to in that. Anyway, you could feel it, and you could feel it here too. If LeBron got hot, if Kyrie got hot, like there's no way you're human if you can block. I don't think it's humanly possible to block all of it out. And you know when you're on a run, you're invincible. You see it. Like I would watch Golden State, you know, turn the corner against the Cavs, and they just looked invincible.
But I'm going to give credit to the player more than I am the fan and the environment.
Well, I think it's the part of it that you need to give credit to for the player is the player's ability to hit the shot. I think it comes more on the defensive end or the trailing end. That's when the crowd, I think, makes a difference. Like, if you're behind and you're at home and you're hot and the crowd gets hot and it gets loud, I think if you're on the road, man, you just get super tight because you feel like everything's going their way. And you know, I mean, these guys are pros. They know they're one or two buckets away from silencing the crowd. But when you don't, you end up with the third quarters that we saw with Orlando against the Cavaliers. Like, it looked like you were like, okay, can they? And then they got hot. Like, the energy you saw out of Orlando in those two games during the third quarters, not only from the players, but the players were feeding on the fans and the fans were feeding off the players. And I just think there's a psychological thing there. And I don't know if it makes it so you, but maybe you quit quicker if you're down and you're like, I just want to get out of this game. I just want to get back to Cleveland. I mean, there's psychological stuff there. You would hope that at the professional level, they'd be able to not be able to feel that or hear that and just play the game for what it's worth. I just think you're a robot, though, if you don't, if there's no feeling to that. I think it's legit. Slater's in Hinkley. Hi, Slater.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
There's absolutely a psychological effect there. I mean, I read many golf mental books, and they really talk about every other sport along with golf. And basketball is actually one of them that Bob Rotella talks about, and that, you know, the home crowd does affect the away team. You do get down. You are a human. You know, these professional athletes, they still have a heartbeat and they still have a brain, and, you know, they still feel normal feelings that, you know, any person would feel. So it absolutely is psychological. And
it's a pure instinct. Like, it's just, it's in you. I don't know how, I don't know how you avoid it. I agree. So, go ahead, Slater.
A lot of fear induced panic can pop into your brain, even though, I mean, you know, no one's life is in danger when they're playing a basketball game, you know, just like no one's in danger when you got a par three over water. But, you know, the fear instinct in your brain still gets activated, so you do get tight. And, you know, I think that is exactly what happened in that game three, where, I mean, they just I'm sorry, it was game four, where they just crumbled. You know, was it 10 points in the third quarter? I mean, that was awful. And, you know, they couldn't buy a bucket. You know, they were chucking up threes, and, you know, they were, you know, and in my sport, you know, they're trying to drive the green with, you know, hazards everywhere, and it just wasn't nothing was coming up for them. And I think that's kind of where, like, the JB Bickerstaff, you know, adjustments aren't needed thought comes into play, because you absolutely have to, you know, you have to, hey guys, we don't need a three right now. We just got to get something, you know, feed the post. We got big guys that can score, you know, so, you know, just try to, you know, chip away at it. There's no 15 point shot that we can hit and get back in this game. We have to chip away at it. And, you know, so it's very surprising that he would say something like that, unless he's only talking about, you know, exactly what Dan said, where we're not going to implement a new offense right now, but, you know, we do need to, you know, maybe switch this guy on this guy and, you know, maybe run this play instead of this play.
Fair enough. Slater, thank you for the phone call. Jerry's in Cleveland. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Well, first I want to say Jeff Phelps and G. Bush were the only ones who agreed with me, but I said a year ago that this team with the two small point guards, that they weren't going to make it. And I do think
Jeff said that since day one. By the way, Jerry, yeah. Take a victory lap. Tell everyone, look at me. I got it right. You got it right.
That's right. I'm bragging. Right.
I hope we're both proven wrong, Jerry. But
I don't think so, because, like I said, it's a good regular season team, but when it comes to the playoffs, and Bickerstaff gets too much blame, because if you think about when it comes to playing better at home, role players play better at home and not as good on the road. And the other thing is, we have too many one-dimensional players who are inconsistent. So he's very limited in terms of what he can do. A guy that's supposed to give you 12 points a game all of a sudden goes 0 for 12. You don't have that many players who could put the ball on the floor. And it's just a problem. You're two big men. And in fact, I challenge you on this. Before we made that trade, if people forget how many people were hurt all that time.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I believe that team would have done just as well as this team. Because if you look at Lauren Marketing for Utah and Colin Sexton, they have been playing great for Utah. I haven't heard much about what's his name, Ochi Agbaji?
Yeah, he's in Toronto now.
Jerry, thank you for the phone call. All right, let's take it home with this. Can the Cavs win tonight? Do you believe the Cavs are going to win tonight? And who's got to step up to make this thing go back to Orlando with the Cavs having the chance to wrap things up in Orlando later in the week?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.